Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au.
You've got a Dusty Martin story for Crows fans listening this morning.
Look, a bit of a funny one, and you know, we don't usually share these stories, but I think talking about Dusty, everyone wants to know about Dusty at the moment. He's a superstar, and back in 2017, he was out of contract. He was a free agent, and we were on top of the ladder. And I love Dusty Martin. I always love, you know, midfielders that can do what he does in the middle and then go forward and win it off his own boot. I thought, geez, it would be good to get Dusty Martin to Adelaide, wouldn't it?
To the Crows.
Mm. So,
Now, I remember, is this the year he flew to New Zealand and took a bit of time out with his father?
That was sort of the time when his dad had got deported. I reckon it might have been the year before or that year. But yeah, so we had a genuine crack at him as a football club. His manager, Ralph Carr, was sort of putting it out there that see who wanted to, you know, have a bid at him. And we decided we'd have a crack. So, and we just lost Paddy Dangerfield, who went back to Geelong. So it was sort of a bit of a like for like. And we got involved pretty heavily, went over to met his manager and had a meeting at his house with him and Dusty and do all the things you do when you're trying to court a player.
And what was he saying to you? I'm interested, or I'll look at it?
He was absolutely open for it. And now whether he's just, you know, fishing or
foxing
and trying to push his price up, and I don't know, but he's absolutely, and I said this to a few people watching the grand final on the weekend, he is a classic don't judge a book by his cover. He's Dusty Martin's real quiet, very well mannered, loves kids, super professional about his football and how he prepares for his football. Even got off the booze, I think, at the end of last year after they won the flag. He said he was getting off the booze in preparation for this year.
Yeah.
So, a couple of people I was talking to on the weekend thought he looked like he was really cocky and arrogant. And he's the exact opposite of that. In fact, he's, the little bit I've had to do with him, I've found him to be a ripping bloke. So anyway, we're having a crack at him, meeting with his manager and doing all that sort of stuff. And we knew it was going to have to be a big offer to get him at that stage.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't a superstar then, but he was becoming one.
Yep.
So it was, you know, probably the biggest offer the Adelaide Footy Club's ever put to anyone. I would think. Yep. And anyway, the lengths we were prepared to go to, I actually got my passport changed, it's a true story, to go and see his old man in New Zealand.
What?
Well, that's the depths you got to go to get players.
Oh, what?
How do you think you get Charlie Dixon to Adelaide? Mm. Or you've got to be prepared.
So you were going to fly to New Zealand?
I don't know what it was going to achieve, but I was going to show to him and his old man that's how serious we were.
Yeah, right.
The boys in the list management were joking that Dusty was going to live with us in our house because Rocco loves Dusty anyway. But
well, how close did it get?
Well, I think we were down to the top three. There was us, Richmond and North Melbourne.
It was well documented at the time, North Melbourne.
That's all they were talking about. They weren't talking about Adelaide. But
yeah.
North Melbourne probably offered the most. But as it ended up, I think he got $9 million for 7 years to stay.
Yeah. Could you have matched that?
Well, we didn't get to that point anyway. But as it turned out, he ended up staying there, winning the flag, winning the Norm Smith, winning another flag last year and another Norm Smith and then another Norm Smith and another flag this year. So,
what did you promise him at the time? Premierships, Norm Smiths?
I was saying, come to Adelaide, you'll win this and you'll win a dynasty, blah, blah, blah. And as it turned out, we've had egg on our face in terms of that. Richmond have been the ones that have gone on and we've gone the other way. But it was a good call to go after him. There's no doubt about it. And
I'm going to put a tag on you. I'll tell you what, from in future, if there are stories like this, bloody break them here. I'm going to have people follow you around from now on.
Well, we've got our cat called Dusty and you know how much we love him. But anyway, as it's turned out, Lee Matthews on the weekend, did you see what he said? Dusty Martin is the only player that
I'm happy to be compared to.
I'm happy to be compared to.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if that's great for Dusty or just arrogant on Lee's part. I'm not
trying
to work it out.
Maybe a combination of both, I'd think. But there you go. Mm. And I think he's the best midfielder going around for the last 30 years. You can throw up.
Do you really? Well, 30 years.
Well, in my time, you can throw up names. I thought about this yesterday. Michael Voss, Luke Hodge, Andrew McLeod, Nathan Buckley, Scott Pendlebury, Chris Judd, Danger, Robert Harvey, Gary Ablett, James Hurd, if you want to put him in that, Nat Fyfe, Ben Cousins. All those, I didn't get to see Lee Matthews play, but if you talk about a player who can change a game in big moments, he's kicked 20 goals and 2 points in the last two final series.
It's pretty good.
He's been best on ground 8 times in 10 finals.
Oh, gee. That's frightening, isn't it?
So I think he's up there as one of the all-time superstars of the game.
Yeah. No, good story, Roo. Well done. So Crows people are crying at the moment. Listening to that.
No one more than me.
Roo and Dits are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. Become an instant millionaire with the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Visit homelottery.com.au.